Chairman, the delegation of Jordan, like all others, expresses its appreciation and thanks for you for the efforts that you have exerted throughout our meeting, the second session of the Preparatory Committee for the 2020 NPT Review Conference. My delegation wishes to associate itself with the statements made on behalf of both the Group of Non-Aligned Movement State Parties to the NPT and the Arab Group. Mr. Chairman, with regards to the Chairman's factual summary, and specifically on the Middle East zone of weapons and other weapons of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, my delegation reiterates what it had stated in its statements to this meeting, both during the general debate and the discussions under Cluster 2. In our statement, we had stated that this meeting and the 2020 RevCom should come up with concrete and urgent steps and measures for implementing its outcomes and commitments, including on the Middle East nuclear and WMD zone, namely the 1995 resolution and the detailed plan of action on the Middle East, particularly on the implementation of the 1995 resolution, as contained in the conclusions and recommendations for follow-up actions of the 2010 Review Conference on the Middle East, including with regards to convening the 2012 postponed conference on the establishment of zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. It also indicated that this meeting should call on Israel to accede to the NPT without any further delay or preconditions as a non-nuclear weapon state, place its nuclear facilities under the IAEA safeguards in accordance with Security Council Resolution 487 of 1981, and ensure that it undertakes all its nuclear activities in conformity with the NPT. We continue to view this remains essential for the credibility of the NPT, and we call for it once again during the upcoming third PrepCom and the 2020 RevCom. My delegation, Mr. Chairman, had hoped that its position, as well as those of the NAM and the Arab Group voiced in statements delivered and in the working papers presented to the second preparatory meeting on the Middle East zone, which constitute the views of the majority of NPT states parties, would have been duly reflected in the factual summary. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the implementation of the 1995 resolution is a priority for the Middle East, not just for the credibility of decisions and outcomes of our review processes or the NPT and its universality, but rather for ensuring future security, stability and peace for our region. Therefore, the next PrepCom and the 2020 Review Conference should come up with concrete and urgent steps for implementing outcomes and commitments on the Middle East, nuclear and WMD zone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative